Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. So much power, wonder-working. faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shed and the blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, give God praise, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, church, praise the Lord. Give God our praise, glory, and honor, because he's worthy of all praise. Come on, hallelujah to your name, God. Let's enter in right now, hallelujah. Come on, if you trust God, amen. If you just in a place of gratefulness, amen. Just thanking God for this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, amen. And that he's counted you worthy. Come on, everybody. Come on, church. Give God our praise right there. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Oh, Father God, we enter in today. Oh, God, we come giving you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, clothing us in our right mind, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we know, oh, God, it's you that have kept us. Oh, God, it's you that have saved us, Lord. It is you that sent your only begotten Son to save us. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We come praying and pray our thanksgiving today, oh God. We come praying, oh God, with a heart of forgiveness, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, a heart of repentance, oh God, and Lord, return back to you right now, God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let thy will be done right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, Lord, withholding nothing this day. We come casting all our cares and burdens down this morning, oh God, and we pick up the peace that you give, amen, the peace that surpasses our understanding. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, oh God. Oh, Lord, we come to be changed today, oh God. We come to be changed this day in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God. Change us, oh God, and make us more like you. For you are the pot and we are the clay, oh God. Anything that's not of you, oh God, let it be taken out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, if you find any wicked way of hell in us, let it be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And let the fruits of your spirit take root, oh God, and manifest in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And our accident, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, lead us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. As we come in Jesus' name to say, Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your daughters and sons, oh God, we come to you to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit, amen. The truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, according to John 9, you see those who worship you and do your will. Hallelujah. Out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you, oh God. Lord, created us a clean heart, oh God, and broken and contrite heart, a right heart, a repentant in all our ways. Amen. Let nothing be kind of strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, know that with you, Father God, all things are possible. But with man, the flesh has just fallen short of your glory. Lord, we do not come just to worship, just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the issue and love relationship that we have with you. Amen. Lord God, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, yet even thrives for the course of the Lord. Oh God, we thank you. Our heart and our flesh cry out to the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this day. Let the fire burn ever increasingly in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm holding with our free spirit, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now. Take it out of the way in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us, that I might be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, O God. Fill us with your spirit, with your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all our days. Create in us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you, Father God. For you are our joy and the lifter of our head. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jesus. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our lives be a living sacrifice. And sweet Savior, Mama, that you will be glorified, honored, and our lives be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and our admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus, sir. Renew a right spirit within us. Let the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our lives. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that hallelujah, that we worship. Hallelujah, our Heavenly Father, let the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and truth and glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There is no greater, Lord, than you. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthed in us and manifesting his glorious presence right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, and hallelujah. We commune with you, and it's taking place right now, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name, we live, move, and have our being, and we thank you, Lord God, that it's all in you, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Lord, we ask that you just have your way right now in this service this morning. Lord, you know what we need before we ask, Father God. Let it be done, oh God. Remove every delay to our blessing. Remove every delay to our healing, oh God. Remove every delay to our deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We put on the full armor of God right now. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that we're covered by the full armor, with the full armor of God, and we're protected, amen, in our going out and coming in, that we're blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1 and 9, you said, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now and we receive our forgiveness and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free. Amen. Hallelujah. Totally blameless from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet at an intrinsic and quantum level in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to force out and drive out and cast out all of Satan, all foul, wicked, and demon, torment, lying, ignorant, seducing, perverse, unclean spirits, any evil, strong man, any religious and controlling spirits, all familiar spirits, any spirit contrary to the Holy Spirit, spirits of sickness, disease, infirmities, infection, pains, hallelujah, trauma, shock, aches, arthritis, in the name of Jesus Christ, let it be cast out, hallelujah, and judge and thrown into the lake of fire right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, everything that's concerning your children, oh God, hallelujah, see your name, God, let it be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let peace come and be sealed in the hearts and minds of your children, oh God, in their homes and relationships. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory right now. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We ask, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you will have your way, Holy Spirit, in this service on today. For it's not about us. It's all about you, Father God, what you called us to do, oh God. That we'll be obedient, oh God, to the call. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, have your way, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We give it all over to you right now, Lord. We let you have it, Lord. We've done enough, Father, amen. We give our lives to you, Father God. All we want is you, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we can never be cursed. And we are head and not the tail. Amen. We're on top and not beneath. Amen. We don't only want anything but to love them. Amen. Hallelujah. We're children of God, born to be incorruptible, receiving the word of God and sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We thank you, Lord God, that we are part of a call to the Lord. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for divinely intervening this morning on our behalf and turning it all around for our good. We know you, Lord God, to be the God of turnaround. We know you, Father God, to be the God that heals and delivers and set free, the Lord of peace, amen. We just want to say thank you that right now, God, that you're moving, even right now, that you're already answering our prayers, even while we're still speaking. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, bless every house and home, oh God, and everyone that's on the line today and all the purpose that heart to be here. Lord, we ask that you bless, oh God, and deliver them out of the situation that the enemy has put them in. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for this deliverance this day. Thank you for your protection, your love, your mercy, your grace, oh God. there's somebody greater than you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name right now that you increase, oh God, us in patience and peace and joy and happiness in your word, Father God, and knowledge and wisdom of who you are, Father God. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody. I'm over at the line. I just want to hear your voices this morning. Welcome, Brother Joe. Welcome. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone on the line. Good morning, Sister Connie. Good morning, Sister Townsend and Evangelist Kimberly Redford and family and everyone that's online listening. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. I forgot your lines open up so I can hear back from you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I bless you all. I say all is well in the home. Congratulations, Evangelist Kim and Brother Reverend, on your new grandbaby. Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Thank
you. May God bless you all with all that you need and want to be able to provide for the family, the baby, and everything
Thank
that you need. Every need be met. Amen. God bless you all. I'm so excited about this morning. And I'm just excited about the things of God and what God is doing in this season. And God is really working miracles. God is doing a new thing. Whether you're ready for it or not, God is doing a new thing. And whatever God has promised, it shall be. It shall come to pass. So welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday service. Amen. Our businesses that are online today, welcome. Those of you first time, we want to pray for you and pray with you. If you press 1, we have a gospel public ministry here in Houston, Texas. Pastor Tawanika Manning. Amen. Pastor Doris A. Manning. I guess it'll be here shortly. So we just thank God for the opportunity to be on today, that God has given us life and breath. So we just thank God for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take. Amen. So God bless everyone. If it's your first time here with us as a guest, we want to pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So go ahead and press 1 at this time. We'd like to hear from you. Today is first Sunday, you all, of June. Hallelujah. Amen. June 2021. We thank God. Today is June the 6th. Amen. Hallelujah. This year is going by so fast. Amen. And so today is communion. As you know, every Sunday at 10 a.m. we take communion. So at 2 p.m. we'll have communion as well. So God bless you. You can prepare yourselves to take communion this morning. We're going to play a song here. We're going to hear from Brother Joe. This is Brother Joe on the line. We'll let Brother Joe sing a song for us this morning, and then we'll have our communion. So go ahead and grab your juice, your water, your bread, whatever it is that you'll be using for communion in the name of Jesus. Brother Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all again today. I tell you, God is
Amen.
Good. He's good. He's a wonderful God, you know, and like I say, I'm gonna stay on the battlefield for God until He says.
Amen.
So I'm gonna sing a little song, you know. I am on the battlefield for my Lord, I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promise Him that I will serve Him until I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promise Him that I will serve Him until I die. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I was alone in the aisle, and I was a sinner too. Then I heard the voice of heaven saying, there's work to do. Then I took my master hand, and I joined the Christian band. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promise Him that I will serve Him until I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I lost my flag in battle. My staff was in my hand. I took it to Jesus, oh, in glory land. In this distant land I tried, crying, sinner, come to God. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, and I promised him that I will serve him until I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I believe I say it again. Oh, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, and I promise him that I will serve him until I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Brother Joe, for blessing us with this song. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Don't we have to realize this here, that every single thing that you ever do every single day should be for the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. He said, I promise him that I will serve him till I die. And we thank you, Father God, for allowing us this opportunity to serve you by serving one another. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Brother Joe, so much. God bless you, and may God keep you.
God bless you, too. Okay, thank you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. At this time, y'all read everything. It's a communion. We'll come back right with our communion. We have a song. Just give you time to grab your communion. Glory to God. I'm on the battlefield. Amen. For my Lord. God bless you. God keep you. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
the Bible says in Luke chapter 22, verse 14 to 20, as we prepare our Lord's Supper today. When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we're asking and we're trusting and believing, your Father, that you have already forgiven us for our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, all of our trespasses, and covered us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleansed us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Jesus Christ, that you went to the cross for us. That, Jesus, you took our sins, all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, all of our trespasses to the cross with you, Lord. We thank you that you took this bread. We take this bread in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving us for all of our sin. Your body was broken for all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, and all of our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beat and marred and spit upon, whooped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, Lord, that our bodies may be healed. And we thank you, Lord, that by your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us, for touching us, for healing us. We thank you that you took this prayer, you broke it, and you said, take heed. This is my body which was broken for you and for taking faith in the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we now take this bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith. Hallelujah. You may eat. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood was shed for us. Your blood is our atonement. For your blood, Lord Jesus, it justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us. It cleanses and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. And your blood, it heals us in the name of Jesus. And we are healed. Hallelujah. So we now take this cup in remembrance of you in faith. You may drink. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving, and all do say amen and amen again. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. You all will have one song selection. We'll be right back here with the preach word. Get ready. Amen.
I want your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the glory. Say, praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity to be here on one accord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Well, we have made it here to the message, a part of Sunday service this morning. This message will be given to you by this anointed woman of God, this God-fearing woman. God has really poured into her so much, this mighty woman that God has created. God has called her to be his prophetess, to be his apostle in the mighty name of Jesus. So everyone, receive my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory to God. It's such an honor to be here. God has made it possible for all of us to be here. Amen. To be in the land of the living. Amen. I hear my mother say so often, you know, to be on top of the dirt. So it's just an honor and a privilege that God has kept us all here to see everyone here in Sunday service. I just want to give a big shout out. Shout to God. Just shout to the rooftop. Shout to the mountaintop. Just thanking God for what God has done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do. Amen. All you got to do is trust God. Hallelujah. And God will move mighty. And stand in that place of believing and trusting God, having a faith and walking by faith and not by sight. According to the things that you can see, but the things that you believe and believing that God is able. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God our shout, praise, glory, and honor this day. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for this opportunity that you've given me, Lord God, that you've chosen me for such a time as this. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, and take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease it that you may have all the increase right now. Amen. And I decree and declare, hallelujah, your goodness, amen, operating through about this final today and the life of those who are here in Sarasota today, believing and trust you, Father God, for the miracle. Amen. So I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the great author and the finisher of my faith in all through and above all of my life. Father God, let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, O Lord. Give us our daily bread this day, and we receive that our spiritual banners may be full. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, rise upon each of us right now, according to Isaiah 16:2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every hindrance spirit right now, every spirit of confusion, division, doubt, disbelief right now, every sight and spirit, every familiar spirit, every spirit of oppression, depression, every spirit of worry, amen, every spirit of pride, self-righteousness, self-pity, self-centeredness. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, infirmity, affliction, discomfort, ache and pain, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare this deliverance to be permanent, amen, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, again for this opportunity today to be able to bring your word for Lord God. Today the word is you've been called to lead. Amen. See, a lot of us want to play in the background and say, oh, no, I'm just going to take the background. I want to just be behind the scenes. But God has called you to lead. God has called you to lead his people. Amen. Hallelujah. We know in the Bible that God called Moses to lead his children out of Egypt. Amen. The children of Israel out of Egypt. We know that Joshua was called, amen, to lead the children into the promised land. Amen. So I want you all to go with me today, and I'm going to slow down just a little bit. I had a conversation with my friend the other night, and she said, I need you to slow down. So I'm going to slow down a little bit so all can hear and all can receive. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just getting excited about the things of God, and when God gives me direction and instructions to be able to receive what God is calling me to do. So I get really, really excited about the word of God. Understand, you all, you have been called to lead, whether it's to lead your family, whether it's to set up a group for men or women, to lead people, to lead all to Christ. Amen. Not for yourself to lead to what you want them to do, but to lead them to Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you've been called to lead. Amen. If we look in the book of Joshua, hallelujah, Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 through 9, and I'm going to go into the scripture. I want to say this to you. God equips anyone called into a leadership role. So, but just as he placed you in this leadership position, he will also place people in your life to speak to you, to help guide you and encourage you along the way. See, God always provides for his work. He will never abandon you. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 1 through 9. The Bible says, amen, Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 through 9, the Bible says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead.
Now, therefore, arise over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, and the land of Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will get good success. Verse 9 says, Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever, hallelujah, you go. Amen. So God is leading. God is calling you to lead. But understand that you are not by yourself. Understand God is with you. God is equipping you for this call. God has already prepared you. Some of us have been in places before where you were being used by the world. You were leading worldly things. Amen. But God has taken that and put you in a position for you to lead his people to him. Amen. So I want you to get a little understanding here in the book of Joshua, as God has called Joshua to lead the nation. Amen. See, as the book of Joshua opens, the Israelites are camped along the east bank of the Jordan River. So just giving you a picture at the very edge of the promised land. And they are completely, hallelujah, hallelujah, at the mourning period for Moses, who has just died. So 39 years later, after spending a year on Mount Sinai receiving God's love, the Israelites had an opportunity to enter the promised land, but they failed to trust God to give them victory. So as a result, God did not allow them to enter the land, but made them wander in the wilderness until the disobedient generation all had died. So this is where God has called Joshua to lead the people. Amen. See, Moses disobeyed the commands of God. So Moses died. So now Joshua is taking on what God has promised to his people. So he's calling the one today that will lead. See, God has called you to lead. He didn't call you to stay in the background, take the background, sit in the back. He's called you to lead his people. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to understand, during their wilderness wandering, the Israelites obeyed God's laws. See, they also tell the new generation to obey God's laws so that they may enter the promised land, also called Canaan. So as the children grew, they were often reminded that faith and obedience to God brought victory, while unbelief and disobedience brought tragedy. See, when the last of the older generation had died and the new generation had become adults, the Israelites prepared to make their long-awaited claim on the promised land by way of hope, Joshua. Hallelujah. 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 God told me, hey, be of good courage. So you as a leader, be of good courage. Don't be afraid. God has called you. That means God has equipped you for the cause. He's equipped you for the leading. Hallelujah. See, it's not you that is doing it. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the Spirit of God that's in you. Amen. That's activated to move for you to lead. You have been ordained to lead. You have been ordained to carry out a mission to lead. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, many of us are ordained, hallelujah, and anointed to lead. My God, my God, my God. See, Joshua succeeded Moses as Israel's leader. What qualifications did he have to become the leader of the nation? See, I want to break that down because God appointed him one. He was one of only two living witnesses to the Egyptian plagues and the exodus from Egypt. And he was Moses' personal aide for 40 years. Amen. And four of these 12 spies, are only he and Caleb showed complete confidence that God would help them conquer the land. So I want you to understand, because Joshua had assisted Moses for many years, he was well prepared to take over the leadership of nations. See, some of us are under somebody else's leadership, but you've been prepared so God can use you to take over to the promised land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, John, so you understand, he was prepared to take over the leadership role. See, many are in position right now, and you are being prepared, hallelujah, to take over that position. God has prepared you to take over that position. See, you're sitting so you can be trained up so that you can lead. So this is a time of equipping, hallelujah. See, changes in leadership are common in many organizations, you are, in such times as smooth transition is essential for the establishment of the new administration. This doesn't happen unless new leaders are trained. Hallelujah. So you got to first, you got to learn how to follow before you can lead. Amen. You got to learn how to follow before you can lead. So while you're in that position of being trained up so you can lead, understand it doesn't mean when it's time for you to stand up in that position that you run away. No, it's time for you now to operate as a leader. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want you to understand that if you are currently in a leadership position, begin preparing someone to take your place. Hallelujah. Because there's going to come a time where you won't be operating that position no more, that you'll be gone. But somebody else has to come in and take your place to finish out the assignment. Amen. Because the assignment does not finish. It doesn't stop when you stop. Hallelujah. It continues on. Hallelujah. For the next that is called to lead. Hallelujah. I want you to understand today, you have been called to lead. I want you to, when we go to the book of Luke, you all, we'll come back to Joshua here. Hallelujah. And I'm going to slow down. I get so excited because sometimes we don't understand why things are happening or why, you know, why this and why that. But God is preparing you to lead his people. I remember I received a prophecy about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. I was in the church as one of the ministers. And, I was eager to learn. I was eager to know more because I knew God had a calling on my life to minister. I just didn't know when God was going to do it. So that was a time when I was being called. God was preparing me. And there was an apostle that was preaching that Sunday. He was a visiting apostle. And he called me up, and I said, me? And he said, yes, come. And I said, okay. And he's talking to me. He said, God is going to use you like Moses. You're going to be the female Moses for your family. And you're going to lead your family to Christ. Glory to God. If I tell you, hallelujah, today, how God has used me for my family and so many people. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember when I met Evangelist Kimberly Refford a few years ago, and she was at an event. I want to say it was a walk. A lady for her daughter. It was doing a memorial service, a memory of her daughter, and Evangelist Kim was performing. And a few years later, here we are together in ministry. And she's one part of the ministry with us. So you just never know how God is going to use and God's going to send you out. But you have to be willing and able to walk in that position. Understand, you're going to need the strength of God to carry you through. Amen. You got to understand, it's not in your own strength. Like God told Joshua, he said, be strong and be of good courage. Don't be afraid, knowing that God is with you. And wherever you go, God is with you. Because if God has called you to lead, he's going to equip you for the work. He's going to equip you for the leadership role. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. When we look in the book of Luke, you all, if you go with me, in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 1 through 2, the Bible says, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So what Jesus was doing, he was equipping them. He was equipping the disciples so they can go out and lead the people. They can go out, hallelujah, and compel the people to come into him. So the disciples were being equipped. So every time when Jesus went out, hallelujah, and he said, you come, you follow me, you right there, go, let the dead bury the dead. You come, I need you. He was equipping them. He was teaching them because he had to go. So he told them to go lead therefore, hallelujah, go to the ends of the earth and make disciples. He said, go out. When you look in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19 to 20, he said, go be therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and in the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. Amen. And so when we see here, he didn't only just call them just to follow them, but he called them to equip them to lead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible tells in Matthew 10 and 16, amen. So when Jesus said, when God said, be of good courage, and know I'm with you, be strong and of good courage, he knows there's things you're going to have to go through. There's things that's going to come up against you. But he said, I'm with you. Don't fear. Don't fall. Don't bend. Stand strong. I'm with you. When we look at the book of Matthew 10 and 16, the Bible says, behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So he said, I'm sending you out there, but they're going to try to tear you up. They're going to do this to you. I've seen you out there. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Amen? So understand, you have been called to lead. If God has given you, hallelujah, an assignment to lead, lead that assignment, not in your own strength, but in the strength of God Almighty. Amen? Knowing that God is with you, that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Jeremiah was called to lead. The Bible says it's called to lead a nation. When we look in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, the Bible says, the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have, hallelujah, verse 10 says, see, I have this day set you over the nations, over the kingdoms, hallelujah, he said, to root out, to pour down, to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. So many of us been called to lead, to do exactly what Jeremiah was called to do. But many of us are running from the position because we don't want to deal with, hallelujah, we don't want to deal with the wolves that are out there. We don't want to deal with the trials and tribulations that say, hey, but God has called you to lead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you're in a position to lead and you don't have the courage, hallelujah, and God didn't call you, amen, then you need to step back. You need, because some people are in a position that was not called to lead. They've been called to follow and be equipped so one day they can lead. Amen. So if God is calling you, hallelujah, and I'll say this again, because God has given so many of us so many things to do and to lead, and it's not about you. It's about what God is doing in you to bring his people to him, because the Bible tells us, he said, it is God. It says he does not want one of his children to perish, not one of us. So when he sent Jesus, he said, Jesus, I came not just for the believer, but for the unbeliever. He came for all, not just one. But he needs us to use us to lead his people. Amen. See, it's a reason for all of that, you all. It's a reason for it all. Amen. So we got to understand that we have been called to lead, and understand there's a time of equipping and it's a time for you to take position. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I want to share with you here, you all, we're going to continue on here in understanding. As Paul approached the end of his life and the end of his life in ministry, he knew Timothy would soon be hurled into the deep waters of spiritual responsibility, even though he didn't feel ready for the challenge. See, Apostle Paul was passing the baton to his beloved spiritual son. So the apostle had done everything he could to prepare him, but now it was Timothy's time to shine. So Paul gave Timothy five directions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm praying for all these instructions today. Amen. So I want you to understand that as leaders that we've been called to lead, so the time that you're being equipped for the call to lead, to be in leadership, there's a time of equipping, amen? Because if you, don't heed Paul's advice, you would drop the ball in the role of leadership. See, if you're called to be a leader, take time to read 2 Timothy, amen? Go ahead and take the time and read 2 Timothy 2, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. So God said, first of all, be bold. We want to be bold. In leadership, you have to be bold. It is always my prayer that God will give all, hallelujah, the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Spirit in order for us to be able to lead. Whether you're leading a prayer call, whether you're leading a ministry or music ministry, whatever leadership or position you're in, understand you need to have courage. You need to have boldness and the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. And I want to break down to be bold. Paul advised Timothy, God has not given you a spirit of fear. We don't have the spirit of fear. See, leaders can't be fearful. We can't be fearful, you all. We got to be bold. See, that doesn't mean you all have weak knees or anxious thoughts when you step out of your comfort zone. It doesn't mean you won't feel butterflies before you speak publicly, because I have that most of the time. But you must swallow hard and go forward anyway. If you have surrendered to the call of leadership, you must, hallelujah, bravely push your fears aside. God can change you to a warrior. Hallelujah. Because you have the Holy Spirit that's operating on the inside of you. Amen. To be able to lead with boldness. Amen. Then you got to be strong. Paul told his spiritual son Timothy, be strong in the grace. Hallelujah. That is in Christ Jesus. See, Apostle Paul wrote these words from a filthy Roman prison. He probably had iron cuffs on and on his wrist and maybe, hallelujah, nice and crawling all over his body. But Paul, Apostle Paul, was toughened by hardship and suffering. See, every leader must be tested by adversity. So if you can't take the stress and the anguish that spiritual leadership requires, don't try it. Because there is a weight in leadership. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you need, I want you to understand that is a weight on leaders. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. See, being strong almost sounds like a bad word today. I don't want you to understand this, but somebody must rise up and be strong to make a change. You have been chosen to lead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you got to be, as a leader you are, you have to stay true to God's word. See, Apostle Paul instructed Timothy, preach the word, for the times will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Amen. See, many leaders in the previous generation failed to preserve biblical morality. You all see, many churches today are crumbling because we modify our theology to mess up the culture instead of just preaching God's timeless truth. Amen. See, how will churches grapple, you all, with issues such as sexual behavior, social justice, respect for life in the transgender movement over the next 30 years. See, we need preachers and righteousness to resist today's onslaught of deception and apostasy. Amen. I want you to understand you've been called to lead. Stop playing comfortable. Stop playing the position of comfort. Amen. Stand up. Well, come to the front because God has called you to lead. So what are you running for? Because God tells us he's going to be with us. Amen. He's going to be there with you. Never leave you. No forsakes. Be of good courage. Be strong. Stand up and lead God's people the way God has called you to lead. Hallelujah. We've been called to make disciples. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul told Timothy, these things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, and trust, hallelujah, these are faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Notice Paul did not push Timothy to build big buildings or reach huge crowds, but Apostle Paul stressed quality over quantity. He stressed quantity. Hallelujah. She says quality over quantity. I'm right. Amen. Glory to God. He knew that the best way to build a faithful church is to start with a few authentic disciples and then multiply them. See, a lot of times we're looking at quantity and we're not looking at quality. Amen. I remember I was listening to T.D. Jakes one day, and he was saying, you know, he was asking God to, he had to give him all these people in his multitude and his big church. He said, God, I want to be effective in ministry. And it's about effectiveness. It's about the quality of your ministry that will draw the multitude. Amen. That will build the quantity in the numbers. Amen. So I tell the men and women, you all, that I have time to speak to, to preach with, to minister to on Saturdays or rather Bible study or in church. Amen. I tell them, please don't get addicted to the applauses of a crowd. I let people understand and know as well, God is using me, he's using you as well. So we remain humble in our walk. We remain humble in leadership. That is so important that we remain humble in our leadership, that we don't exalt ourselves, amen, and make it about us and say, oh yeah, I'm doing this and I did that. To know God has allowed us to do that and to operate in leadership according to his will and his spirit that is in us. So we have to stay in that place of being humble. See, God wants faithful followers who have the ability to reproduce more followers. So, see, as we are leading, we are following God's direction. God's leaders that are in position, we are following God. So not only are we leading those that are following us, but we are also following God. But before we became a leader, we had to learn how to be a follower. So God wants faithful followers who have the ability to reproduce more followers. So never measure your success by the number of people in the seats. Never measure your success by the number of people that you talk to. Amen. Stay on fire. Apostle Paul also told his spiritual son, kindle afresh the gift of God, which is in you by the laying on of hands. Amen. So what's the secret to spiritual passion? I have never met a devoted Christian who didn't spend lots of time alone with God. See, it was Moses' secret. It was David's secret. You must find the cliff of the rock, amen, in your life. You must pray, read the scriptures, and pursue intimacy with the Holy Spirit. if you want your spiritual fire to stay ablaze. Amen. See, Apostle Paul was saying, stay lit. You cannot lead God's people if your embers are cold. Amen. This is the problem with so many of us today, so many of the churches today. We have professional leaders who aren't filled with the Holy Spirit. They rely on intellect, gimmicks, and church growth, the strategies, and human ability rather than trusting God's power. See, that might last a few years, but nothing will last if the branches are not continually, hallelujah, connected to the vine. So as a hallelujah, we just thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm urging you today, behold, be strong, stay true to God's word, make disciples and stay on fire. Soon you will be handing the baton to another generation. Please be faithful with what Jesus has charged you to do, and you've been called to lead. Hallelujah. God is calling you to lead a Bible study in your home, to have Bible study in your house. I don't care if it's one or two people or two or three people or you by yourself to get it started. Get it started. If God is calling you to do that, do that. If God is leading you to send out messages with his word every day, you're leading that, whatever it is. See, a lot of times we're looking for something big to lead, but no, you got to start out with God is putting that and worry about the quality that you are producing, the quality that you're giving out rather than the numbers. Rather than the quantity. Amen. So God has called you to lead. Stand up and be in the position. Don't fear. Don't fear. Be bold. Be strong. Amen. Knowing that God is with you. Stay true to God's word. Make disciples and stay on fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before we wrap up here, I just want to say amen. Hallelujah. As you seek God more, amen, for what you're calling me, because a lot of people are asking, oh, how do I know what my calling is? How do I know if God is calling me to lead? How do I know? God will speak to you and understand he will speak through people because God uses people. It's not that he needed Moses, but God uses people, his people, to do his work here. We are his hands and feet here on earth. God will call you. He will send someone. He will speak to you. You will understand clearly, clearly what God is saying. And don't worry, because God will equip you. If God has called you, I guarantee you, as I am a witness, and God called me, he equipped me for the call. He equipped me for leadership. Amen. You don't have to worry about equipping yourself. All you got to do is be willing. Hallelujah. Be willing, and God will do the rest. God bless everyone here today. I pray that you all receive the word on today. I pray that you were blessed by the word on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Understand you've been called to lead. Amen. You have been called to lead, my brothers and my sisters. If you have a voice to sing, God is calling you over ministry to lead ministry of the music ministry. Amen. If you've been called to intercession, you've been led to set up, hallelujah, maybe a prayer call, whatever it is, take your position because you've been called to lead. God bless you. God keep you. I thank God for you. Lord, we love you, Father God. We thank you for your word on today, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for divine directions, instructions for the word on today, oh God. Oh Lord, for the life and the spirit, the purpose and the destiny, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would continue to God, keep your children, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Father God, we pray right now for divine directions and instructions, Father God. They're coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you would touch every heart and mind on today, oh God. Oh Lord, creating us a clean heart, oh God. Lord, we meet you right now, Father God. Many are suffering. Many are going through, Father God. We don't know what to say, oh God. But Lord, we ask right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will answer our prayers, oh God, as we just cry out help on today, Lord God. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way, oh God. Lord, help your children, oh God. Lord, we pray for the lost right now. Oh Lord, that you will send the one, oh God, to speak to the lost, oh God, that they may ask, how can I be saved? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, restore us to the joy of your salvation, Father. My Lord, Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. Oh, Father God, we give it all over to you right now. Lord, we pray right now for those that you've called in leadership, oh God. Lord, we pray right now for the God that you would take away the burden, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the weight, oh God, that's on their shoulders right now. Lord, we pray their peace right now, Lord. We ask that you restore it, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let us receive those in leadership positions, oh God, that you've called, Father God. Let us receive fresh fire, fresh oil, fresh anointing, oh God, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, rain down on us right now, God. We come crying out to evermore, God, help right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Move mighty on this line today, oh God. Bring in healing, oh God, to our body, the strength to our bones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that we will operate, oh God, with the courage and the boldness and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you've heard our prayers today and you've answered. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let our will not one dry, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 It's
amen.
Everyone today.
Amen. Amen.
There might be one today. If you have not never, in your life, prayed the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. Today is that day. Today is that day that you accept the calling. We thank you, Pastor, for the message that you delivered to us today. You know, God is calling each and every one of us out of darkness. God is calling each and every one of us out of that place of being condemned, being sentenced to sin, being sentenced to death. If you have never prayed this simple prayer of salvation, will you press one today? The most important thing that we can ever do as a human being is accept Jesus Christ into our life as our personal Lord and Savior. Will you come today? There might be one. There might be one. God is calling every single one. Hallelujah. This is the reason why Jesus Christ died for all. He called all. See, there's nobody righteous. The only ones that are righteous are the ones that are in Christ Jesus. But the only way you can be made right is to receive him into your life. Hallelujah. There might be one.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
There may be one. There might be one today. There might be one that have already been called. You have already received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. By your confession, you have already confessed that he died for you, every single one of your sins. That he went to hell for you, and he rose from the dead. And he sits on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. See, this is your confession. This is your confession. Hallelujah. But see, there may be a place. There may be a place right there where your heart and your mind is still feels guilty. It still feels shame. And it still feels condemned. You may still even be dealing with something that God have already taken care of already. You may be dealing with some type of sickness, some type of disease. You may be dealing with some old habits, old men. Old women that just keep rising up. Will you come today? Will you allow Pastor Tawanika and I, will you allow us to pray with you and pray for you? Hallelujah. There is power in agreement. See, there are some things that we house on the inside of our mind and the inside of our heart that causes us to lose control, that causes us to be angry. Will you come today? That causes us to be worried. Will you come today? We worry about so many things, but God has already taken care of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a call. This is a call for you. I'm not calling you. Pastor Tawanika, she's not calling you. God is calling you. God is just using his leaders. He's using his leaders to bring you to him. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 17 says that. He said, bring them to me. Will you come today? Hallelujah. Somebody is needing a special prayer. Hallelujah. Somebody is feeling powerless. Somebody is feeling powerless. There's something that's blocking your mind. Something that's plaguing your heart. Something that's causing you to feel sick. Something that's causing you to feel defeated. Will you come today? You may even be looking at your home like it's going to be taken away. You may be looking at your relationship, you know, like it's broken. See, that is the work of Satan. Will you come today? Will you cast all your cares on him today? Hallelujah. See, the Bible tells us over here in Matthew chapter 18, when two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, in his name. Hallelujah. He said there he is in the midst of them. But see, you have to take that leap of faith. You have to come. I can't come for you. Will you come today? Will you press one today? Will you cast it all on God, or just leave this right here, this house, leave this place exactly as you were when you came? Hallelujah. Will you press one today? Will you come today? By faith. By faith. Not by your own strength, but by faith in Jesus Christ. There might be one. Hallelujah. There may even be one that's looking for a church home. Hallelujah. You find yourself in a place to where you're looking for someone where you can worship. You look for somewhere where you can worship. Pastor Tawanika and I, we would love to be your pastor. Hallelujah. See, we will help you to understand what it means to have a more intimate relationship with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, these are the steps. These are the steps. Following in the footprints that God have already laid out. Will you come today? We're just going to love you like God has shown us how to love. That's through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Through the eyes of servanthood. Will you come today? Hallelujah. We love you, brothers. We love you, sisters. Will you come today? Will you press one today? It don't matter where you are right now. See, there is no distance in spirit. Hallelujah. And we're all one in Christ. Will you join us today? Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless everyone today. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Bless, bless, bless. Amen. We thank God. At this time, we're going to have our tithes and offering. If you have those, just send us over to Pastor Chantel, amen, at Cash App. Hallelujah. If you want to send them by way
Hallelujah.
Of another way other than Cash App, if you don't have Cash App, then you'll give us a call. We'll give you another means of method to send over your tithes and offering. You can give us a call at our number here. I'm trying to remember that number. Give me just one moment. I'm sorry. Okay, well, I'll give you that number here in just a second. I'm trying to remember the number. Let me grab it. It's a new number for us. But you would send it over to Cash App. Those who have Cash App, you use the dollar sign Pastor Chantel, spelled S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. Again, that's S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The number to call is 484-740-5075. Again, the number is 484-740-5075. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, one more time for this opportunity that you've allowed us to come to receive. In the name of Jesus Christ,
yes,
our spiritual bellies be full,
thank
Lord God.
You.
And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father God, you are the giver of all good things, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless, just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others. We pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give freely and not from compulsion, for there is nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Father, and we ask that you would use us in all we have as you will, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Thank
to God
you,
in
Lord.
Glory. Amen, amen, amen. At this time, we'll have our announcements. I will deliver those announcements. Today is June 6th. June 6, 2021, at 10 a.m. service. Our pastor is Tawanika Endorse, amen, here at the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. Mondays is our intercessory prayer at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. The number is 732-434-2510. Please join us at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on our intercessory prayer call every Monday night at 9 p.m. We thank God we wrapped up last month. We were in prayer from May 1st to May 31st at midnight every night. Those of you that were able to join us, we had a glorious time, and God definitely is moving great and mighty in our lives, bringing, I mean, we're harvesting God's goodness, amen, God's blessing and favor upon our life and provision, hallelujah. So if you can join us, again, it's Monday at 9 p.m. is our intercessory prayer, Central Standard Time. The number again is 732-434-2510, which is our prayer line, amen. On Wednesdays is our Bible study, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time is our Bible study here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Amen. And then on Saturdays at 12 noon Central Standard Time, we have our lead teachings. Amen. And this month we're in our teaching, our lesson this month is Understanding God's Will. So join us on Saturdays at 12 noon Central Standard Time here at 845-277-9213, which is our church line. And Sundays at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time are Sunday services. So join us here at the number you called in today at 845-277-9213. Monday through Thursday, we have the shout here. The shout is a time of praise and worship, prayer, testimony, and the Word of God. So join us at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time here at 845-277-9213 for the shout, which is hosted by me, amen, Prophet Chantel Manny. So we thank God, and we just want to wish a happy birthday for all our June birthdays. Happy birthday to all, everyone that's having a birthday. I think Sister Shandra Jackson is celebrating a birthday today.
Amen.
When is Sister Jackson's birthday?
Sister Shandra Jackson, it is today. So we say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Sister Jackson.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And many, many, many more. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, happy birthday to all our June birthday babies. Pastor Manny will be celebrating his birthday on Tuesday, June 8th. Amen, amen. Look,
amen.
Check your phones and emails for an invite for his birthday celebration as he's turning 40. Amen. So we just wish everyone here that might be celebrating their wedding anniversaries of the month of June, happy anniversary to you all. May God continue to strengthen you all. Bless your marriage, your union. May you have peace, joy, happiness, blessings and favor from the Lord. Amen. Good years. We decree the credit to years of marriage. Be blessed that your latter days be greater than your beginnings. Amen. Be more blessed. So God bless everyone.
Lord.
I think that's all we have in the month of July. We will be going back out on our street ministry, full-fledged. We'll be out there in the streets bringing the word of God as we live the word to go. So God bless everyone. I'm so excited, you all, about what God is doing in this season. I think that's all we have today for our announcements. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, knowing that all that you need will be added unto you. Just trust God for it. We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministries. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people round and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful.
Yes.
We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in work, and it's in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Our benediction from Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. I trust that God was able to move on each and every one of our hearts this morning with the message that went forth. I do trust and believe that we got something to put away immediately till God tells us to use it. You know, we all are called. God calls every single one, you know, back to himself. So will you accept that calling today? Amen. In the name of Jesus. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working that which is well and pleasing, and through his sight, through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen, amen again.
Amen.
We love each and every one of you. God loves you more.
Yes,
make it your
Lord.
Business today before you leave here. Your business today to go serve somebody in love. Go serve them in love. It's easy to be upset and to hate somebody, but go serve somebody today. Hallelujah. Amen. And remember, Satan is defeated and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine? Living